One of my all-time favorite Broadway scenes is in the show Chicago, when Roxy Hart's lawyer preps her for the witness stand to portray her as an innocent damsel who, in reality, murdered her lover. The lawyer, Billy Flynn, says, "Give him the old razzle-dazzle," referring to the media and jury, "and razzle-dazzle them he does," while making a lot of money doing it for many other not-so-innocent murdering women in the Cook County Jail. This is the same scene that many professionals describe to me as their experience with hiring a public relations firm. Before you get razzle-dazzled by a PR sales pitch, ask the tough questions. I'm the first to admit public relations people have a terrible reputation. In fact, our whole industry consistently ranks in the top five sleaziest professions. Adding insult to injury, most PR firms will also charge like attorneys by the hour. And if you've ever talked to a PR person, well, you know we can really rack up some expenses. In fact, the industry is so bad, my entire business model for pitch publicity is designed to counter the normal experience of the traditional PR firm. From the way we charge for services to how we deliver, regardless, I still find myself doing a lot of apologizing on the behalf of the PR industry for taking advantage of companies who have been razzle-dazzled. All that said, there are some really good PR practitioners out there and some really good PR firms. But in order to find them, you really have to do your research and ask some tough questions. The pitch challenge today: before you hire a PR firm or person, write down your goals and objectives for the public relations you need. What are your expectations of the PR agency? What type of results are you looking for them to deliver, and within what timeline? What is the budget you are willing to spend for public relations? Once you have a clear plan in hand, spread a wide net and interview more than one PR firm. It's important for you to interview at least 4 to 5 firms so you can have a fair comparison. If you are not sure what type of questions to ask, I wrote an entire article detailing a dozen top questions to ask that you can find on my LinkedIn page at Amy Summers NYC. Just right under my list of publications on my profile page in the article called "Before You Hire That Razzle Dazzle PR Firm, Ask These Questions." There are many more questions that should be asked of a PR agency before you commit, but these questions are great to start with and will let the agency know that you know enough about the service to not be razzle-dazzled with pie-in-the-sky promises or whining and dining. In the second half of Act 2 from Chicago, there is a disheartening jail scene when Roxy Hart is alone in her cell crying out to her lawyer, Mr. Flynn, for help. But he's already moved on to another more exciting client. Roxy's cellmate, Velma Kelly, turns to her and says, "How does it feel, kid? Pretty soon, we couldn't find your name in the papers." Don't be like Roxy Hart and lose heart with publicity and public relations. If you've been razzle-dazzled, there are good PR firms out there, but like any good relationship in your life, it takes time to find the right person or team to match your goals and expectations. Most importantly, when you find the right PR firm, hold on to them and be wary of moving on to the razzle-dazzle firm that may only last for one act.